You know, it's a lot of games, I guess a lot of training sessions and preparation, and it comes into that moment. But it's, I guess, something that at this point in your kind of career, you cherish these milestones, and, you know, you don't take it lightly, especially in doing it at a club like Perth with the history that we have, and the, I guess, just the expectations that the guys before us have set. And, you know, it's something that, you know, I can look back probably on the end of my career and be proud of, especially here with the Wildcats.
Yeah, how do you reflect on the journey? I mean, Vlahov would have played a big part when you came over here. The standing he's held around the club now, to know that you've played more games than him, how does that feel?
Oh, look, I think Vlahov is the epitome of the Perth Wildcats. I think he's, you know, if you look at what this culture of this club has been, and what we try to upheld, he's the epitome of it. And, you know, I guess without Vlahov, I probably wouldn't even been here. He was the owner when I came over here, so he brought me here in the first place. And, you know, someone that, you know, I definitely looked up to during my career. So it's, I guess it's a huge honor to be in the same games as him. He's just, you know, he's Mr. Wildcat as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, after a bit of a stuttering start, did you imagine you'd play this many games in the NBL?
No, in all honesty, I came over here, I was playing in Tasmania, second division, just wanted to give professional basketball a go. You know, I'd working on my degree back home and kind of as a fallback. You know, it was always a dream of mine to try and give it a go. And, you know, I got the opportunity in Tasmania and then, you know, went to New Zealand. And fortunately, things kind of fell into place and got a tryout here. And, you know, that was 12 years ago. So I'm definitely blessed in where I've ended up. And, you know, still excited to put on the Wildcats jersey each time.
Is it fitting that it is against New Zealand, also given the recent history and even going back just to last year in the grand final as well?
Yeah, I haven't even really thought about that, but yeah, there is, you know, I think the, you know, New Zealand was the one that gave me my first opportunity in the league. We've had a great rivalry over the years, tremendous amount of respect for that organization and the guys on that team. So, you know, I guess it'll make it a little bit sweeter there on Friday night to line up against a club like New Zealand and the history that we've had.
Plenty of good basketball left for you, you think, as well?
Yeah, I'm just at this stage, just take it, you know, I guess really one game at a time and also one season. It's, you know, I'm still enjoying it, being a part of the team and trying to help us be successful. You know, this league has gotten so tough, and you just look at the talent in the league at the moment, and you know, it's exciting things where the league's going and where it's growing, you know, over and moving into China and other aspects of the league. So it's an exciting time to be a part of the NBL, and I'm, you know, I definitely appreciate the opportunity.
It's only 2 weeks into the season, but what have you found as the big differences? Obviously, number of teams have gone up, and what have you sort of found as the big changes from last year?
Well, I mean, you had an extra import. You've got a lot of athleticism out there in the league. There's a lot of depth. I mean, some of the Australians that are coming back from Europe, it's, you know, just create. I mean, look at each team, and there's no easy beats. You know, it's never really been an easy beat, but, you know, I can imagine this team this league this year is going to be competitive and extremely even. I mean, look at Melbourne and the talent they have. They've started out 0-2. Probably not too many people would have guessed that, and, you know, they're probably one of the most talented teams in the competition.
Was it always going to be the case that you'd play on this year, or did you face a decision at the end of last season?
Oh, look, I was still enjoying my basketball, and, you know, I guess in off season I was working out and just kind of seeing, you know, did I still have that drive, and I still did. So if I woke up after the grand final, you know, a couple weeks, and I didn't have that drive to try and improve and get up and play basketball, then I wouldn't have played. But I guess for me, it's something that I still enjoy. Still feel like I can help the team, and just finding my role and figuring out how I can best be of asset to this team this year.
Is it a case of four rings are always better than three?
Oh, look, I think that's always the goal each year. I think Damo said it a few weeks ago that, I think if we were able to get another one here this year, especially with the way the league is, this might be the toughest one we've ever had. So it's a huge challenge for us, but, I think that it's just an exciting time to be a part of the league and the Wildcats. And, we've got some great, great players this year. Jameel and Jaron have come in and really set a good standard for us. And hopefully we can have a few more wins like we had on Saturday night and make this season even more exciting.
Sean, there's a bit of a unknown with all the new people, the different teams and stuff like that. What you kind of expected of teams last year, has it kind of mixed it up a bit and changed?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this is probably the first time you've had so many guys. You obviously had the third import, so you got a whole one new player on each team, which changes things. And you've got so many guys coming back from Europe that have had, distinguished careers, David Anderson, Brad Newley, new coaches. So it is, I think there's going to be a feeling out period during the early part of the season. And teams that can really get off to a good start, I think, are going to be held in good stead, because it's going to be, you're going to have to bring your A game, I think, each night. And we've probably shown that in the first week that, just one bad quarter or something can really cost you a game for sure.
With a few new faces in the team, how are things gelling? Is it coming together pretty well?
Yeah, obviously we're not playing our best basketball, and I think that we're showing glimpses. I think especially defensively we've been pretty outstanding the first two games, but offensively I think it's taken some time, and hopefully we played great in that overtime, scored quite a few points in that 5 minutes, so I think hopefully that can give us settle us down on the offensive end, and we can start to gel there a little bit more. But the good sign is we're still competing, still getting after it on the defensive end, and usually that'll help you get over some of the humps when you're trying to learn everyone's game and get the offensive flow going.